Hi, this is Reverend Jim Harden with Proof of Life. You can find and download this program on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Today is February 28th. On January 18th, I was standing in front of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., just before the March for Life, the annual March for Life. And I had the honor of speaking at a press conference alongside many congressmen, congresswomen. And I said that many abortions are covering up a sex crime. And I called the politicians on the carpet, a lot of pro-abortion politicians, and I said, look, how are they responding to this reality? I apologize, I've got a lot of papers in front of me because I want to be quite particular in some of these quotes. And I said, when a 10-year-old girl pregnant by a 27-year-old rapist, by the way, illegally here, an illegal immigrant, was transported across state lines to get an abortion in Indiana in violation of the Federal Mann Act, President Biden was outraged, oddly, at the lack of abortion access in Ohio to cover for the rapist. 10-year-old girl, 27-year-old illegal immigrant rapist. And what happened to Planned Parenthood after a whistleblower from Arizona revealed the systemic cover-up of sex crime against immigrant women at the border? She lost her job and she sued Planned Parenthood for retaliation as a whistleblower, and she won against Planned Parenthood. But what's happening? Nothing. Is anything happening with those conspiring in the DOJ? Pro-abortion politicians and pharmaceutical companies to engage in illicit chemical abortion drug trafficking in violation of the Comstock Act. And by the way, the sex trafficking industry thrives on chemical abortion in order to keep their product on the street without any molestation by medical professionals who are required to report sex crimes and abuse. A couple days later, Senator Chuck Grassley basically said the Department of Homeland Security's Center for Countering Human Trafficking testified that HSI responds to every instance of human trafficking that it is made aware of as soon as it is made aware of it, but they're not. That was Chuck Grassley's point. He said on January 23rd, in a letter to DHS Secretary as well as FBI Director Christopher Wray, there are news reports of 85,000 missing migrant children, and how many of them has Homeland Security investigations covered or recovered? And of course, they promised to look into that, but there has been nothing forthcoming. So, just a day or two ago, 22 different state attorneys general sent a letter to Mayorkas, as well as U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra, and as well as FBI Director Christopher Wray, asking what's going on here. The United States needs to stop handing over children to probable traffickers. President Biden's border crisis has reached never-before-seen levels. Even worse, we now learn that the Department of Health and Human Services cannot find more than 85,000 migrant children who entered our country over the last 2 years. Reports show that many of those children are sex trafficked. Amazing. Myra Rodriguez, former Planned Parenthood executive out of Arizona, said that we need to stop the business of abortionists attacking our women and going after our immigrant and minority communities. Project Veritas in December released a report essentially saying that Planned Parenthood's nationwide abortion trafficking network works in tandem with the court system to rubber stamp minor abortions. I've been saying for a long time that the sex trafficking industry, These are not, this is not an anomaly. These are not little one-off scenarios and situations. This is a sex trafficking industry is complicit in coordinating with the abortion industry. I was talking to one of our attorneys the other day, and I was wondering, why are pro-life pregnancy centers under such attack by pro-abortion extremists? And he has a theory, and his theory is that the reason pro-life pregnancy centers are being attacked by the abortion industry is because they're afraid that they're going to interact or with victims of sex trafficking while they're being trafficked and blow the whistle on the abortion industry and the sex trafficking industry. Well, I pray that happens. On Valentine's Day, interestingly enough, after I bring up the problem of sex trafficking, specifically in New York City, in the immigrant population, I talk about Epstein and his sex crime syndicate. And I was asking, why aren't we asking the next question? Who is providing or was providing the Epstein sex crime syndicate with their abortions? This industry, this evil, vile industry needs to partner with substandard criminals who masquerade as doctors in order to keep, again, like their product on the street. I know it sounds crude. This is the world we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. It is evil. It is wrong. It is mind-boggling to the extent that this is going on. The fact that it happens at all. Thousands of children, basically 22 attorneys general are saying thousands of children have now fallen victim to forced labor and sex trafficking. We got whistleblowers coming out of the FBI saying that they were taken off of sex crime investigations in order to look into politically motivated investigations of, for example, peaceful pro-life people and pregnancy centers like Compass Care. Meanwhile, we're getting firebombed and the FBI is doing nothing about it. What was the FBI doing about all the information they were getting about Jeffrey Epstein and his sex crime syndicate? Well, apparently nothing, and they're getting sued for it too. The same kind of abdication of responsibility to investigate these crimes, these sex crimes, is happening now with their abdication of their duty to investigate crimes and violent crimes against pro-life pregnancy centers and churches. And February 20th, then after this lawsuit was filed by 14 Jane Does, former sex trafficked victims of the Jeffrey Epstein sex crime syndicate in New York, a few days later, Dr. Phil, yes, that one, goes down to the border, and he interviews Brandon Judd, who is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He's there at the border. Judd says U.S. taxpayers are paying money to take these children and sell them into sex slavery. This is February 20th, okay? 2024. Absolute travesty. And it appears that the federal government is complicit in this sex trafficking industry, trafficking in human lives. This letter from the attorneys general sent to the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the FBI, it says, and I quote in part, there are also numerous examples of women brought across the border in Texas only to be placed immediately into sex trafficking rings. On February 29th, Donald Trump and Joe Biden both will be making a trip to the southern border. I think they're not going to see any evidence of border crossings and sex traffic victims. I think that the Secret Service are going to make sure that everything's nice and peaceful and quiet and there's not going to be anything going on. The fact of the matter is, someone needs to call attention to this. And I'm calling, and I've been doing this for a long time now, but I'm calling on, in fact, you can see it in my 9-point plan to protect women and children from abortion, fraud, and injury. Go to compasscarecommunity.com and look it up. 9-point plan to protect women and children from abortion, fraud, and injury. Every state Department of Health needs to audit the abortion industry. One-to-one, how many girls were given abortions and how many of those were reported as or should have been reported as victims of sex trafficking, rape, or abuse in general? Because it's way underreported. A recent number I saw, 40% of all girls that became pregnant under the age of, I believe it was 15, are somehow victims of abuse. They became pregnant under abuse or under trafficking circumstances. Also, the attorneys general in every single state, including these 22 attorneys general that signed this letter to Mayorkas and Ray and Becerra, need to engage in civil investigations of the abortion industries in their state. And I don't just mean those freestanding kind of roach-infested clinics that just do surgical procedures. I'm talking about every single organization that provides any kind of abortion, whether it's surgical or chemical, as well as organizations that refer women actively to abortion clinics. Specifically, to do an audit where these women are coming from, where these girls are coming from, and how many of these girls are reported as being abused or trafficked. Because I believe there's complicity and cover-up going on. We saw it with this 10-year-old rape victim, even with the abortionist out of Indiana that gave her this abortion so that she could look like a heroine to the Biden administration. But it backfired on her. She was sanctioned and she was fine, but it's not enough. This is not an anomaly. This is the rule, and it's in violation of the rule of law. I can tell you that right now, Compass Care throughout all of our medical offices is in the process of increasing our efforts to identify signs of trafficked victims. And in addition to calling for state AGs to engage civil investigations into the underreported nature of sex crime of pregnant minors, I'm also suggesting that we begin to investigate the porn industry. And I say that because the porn industry is a multi-billion-dollar international conglomerate of garbage. It's all related to the sex crime industry and abortion. Abortion, sex crime, and pornography. Pornography is like the gateway drug to sex trafficking. And by the way, sex traffickers make money off of their sex slaves on several levels. Obviously, of the obvious kind of prostitution sort of rings. But beyond that, they also make money off of selling, you know, imagery on the internet of these women. And it needs to stop. And I think if we began investigating the porn industry and where these images are coming from and who's delivering these images and finding ways to block this stuff from smartphones, the more people consume porn, it reduces their inhibitions and causes them to become more sexually aggressive, thereby increasing the demand for not just porn, but also, you know, the next high in terms of the drug that can't perform for them anymore. Starve the porn industry, the gateway drug to the sex trafficking trade, as well as abortion. One of the things I think is a simple solution is roll back the Biden administration's relaxing of the mandates to identify children with their family with rapid DNA tests at the border. I mean, it's a simple fix that could easily be reinstated. But you've got right now thousands of people pouring across the border, and I don't just mean like, you know, forcing themselves across. I mean just walking across and running to a guy with a green uniform and then having them, you know, bring them into the country and giving them money and a place to live. Even our kind of liberal progressive mayor is saying this is going to destroy New York City. His words, not mine. Destroy New York City. Well, we had a child that was came across the border, forced labor, put into forced labor in New York City, in Brooklyn of all places, and was hit by a car while he was trying to deliver food. Slavery and sex trafficking is alive and well in America, and America is a primary consumer of the sex, this sick and sleazy sex industry. It is driving the inhumanity of our culture. And pro-abortion politicians are for some reason protecting this multi-billion dollar trade. Is it possible that perhaps they're getting tons and tons of money for their re-election campaigns? Probably, highly likely. Let me just give you a quick snapshot of what the Bible says about God's perspective on this. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 7, it says, if a man is caught kidnapping any of his countrymen and he deals with him, that is the kidnapped person, violently or sells him, then that thief, that person who stole that other person, that thief shall die. And so you shall purge the evil from among you. There's blood that is being spilled on this land. It's defiling this land. It's defiling, and we are outsourcing this defamation of human dignity to the rest of the world. We are selling this. We have made the world play the harlot. In Revelation chapter 18, the Bible talks about Babylon. Babylon is described as a metaphorical ruler, influencer of the globe. Okay, I don't know. You could clearly define America as a major global influence, I think, and it's described as a merchant nation, a merchant people, and it's describing how Babylon the Great has fallen. It says this: and the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore, cargoes of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet. Basically, saying very rich. Very rich in the ways of the world. All sorts of things, and cargoes of horses and chariots, and slaves and human lives. And slaves and human lives. If America continues to traffic in human lives and destroy human lives for the purpose of their own appetites, like through abortion and through sex trafficking, through pornography, through forced labor of children, it's going to be hard to not view this section in Revelation 18 as America, or at least America as a type of Babylon. We as a country need to repent. We as men in this country, as pastors in this country, need to raise the standard. Look, this is wrong on always and everywhere to traffic in human lives. It's our job to make sure that all people understand that they are made in the image of God and need to be blessed and protected, especially the weak and vulnerable, especially the orphan and the widow. The fatherless need to be treated as if they had a father. Well, the church is in a perfect position to do that, but our prophetic voice is not being heard. And it is time for fathers to stand up and start speaking. It's time for fathers to stand up and say, look, I'm going to get rid of my cell phone. I'm going to get rid of my smartphone. It's not, there have been studies that have been done that these smartphones are making us dumb. The only thing that's smart about these smartphones is the fact that they can deliver us more entertainment. Infinite streams of entertainment. Specifically targeting your appetites and your desires and your little echo chamber, so that you have this world made to order. It needs to stop. It hurts your ability to think clearly. It hurts your ability to be sober minded. It hurts your ability to be alert. It hurts your ability to prioritize. These smartphones are a major delivery mechanism for the gateway drug of sex trafficking, pornography. That needs to be eliminated somehow or other. We need some sort of, some sort of switch that you have to turn on when you buy your phone, saying and telling everybody in the world, if you're going to consume pornography, you need to be public. You need to be out there, and you need to be, and let's just see how the porn industry handles that. Because before, it used to be public when you had to go to some sleazy gas station and buy some magazine. Terrible, but at least everybody knew. Okay, stay away from that guy. He's a sicko. I mean, this is what we need to do. Somehow, some way, we need to turn the faucet of pornography off and wake up. At some point in time, we have to be made aware of the peril that we're putting our souls in. If you don't care about America, and if you don't care about the globe, you should at least care about your own soul's salvation. Because if you think that you can live a life, live like hell and go to heaven with a free ticket just because you and Jesus got it worked out, you got another thing coming. I mean, we're talking about the same Jesus who was upturning tables in the temple. The same Jesus that was calling the religious elite of the day brood of vipers. This is the same Jesus who has no problem saying it like it is. And by the way, he might have risked being labeled a political activist. God forbid. Jesus is the King of Kings. Sounds political to me. He is the Lord of Lords. Oh, and by the way, unless you think that Romans 12 and 13 says tells Christians to stay out of politics, do a little bit more digging, because the sovereign God of the universe has placed you and I in America, where the government is by the people and for the people. It is your duty to step in and speak up, not just when you go vote. It is your duty to step in and speak up and behave in ways that are consistent with who God is. He has put the Spirit of God in you so that you can live a life that is consistent with his character and nature and reflect his glory back to him and back to each other. That's what it means to be a Christian. And so we look for justice. We seek justice. We understand that we're none of us perfect. But we do understand that because God took pity on us, we of all people should understand that we need to go out and identify the weak and vulnerable of society, because we were once the weak and vulnerable, left to die of exposure to our sin. And Christ, our good Samaritan, came and stopped along a dangerous Jericho road of culture and gave us our lives back and said, now what? Go and do likewise. Are we going and doing likewise? Anyway, this is Proof of Life. I am your host, Jim Harden. Like, comment, and share. If you have any beefs, feel free to send a letter in crayon to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Suite LGBTQ, zip code 00666. Thank you. God bless.